are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
It's time to start living the life we've imagined. I've always admired that quote by Henry James. But it wasn't until recently that I realized that for many of us, the problem isn't that we're not living the life we imagined, but that we've not imagined a life different than we're living. It's one thing to live an imagined life. It's another to not have an imagination big enough to increase the kind of lives that we lead. And I'm reminded of the phrase we use in our culture about people who are larger than life. And we say sometimes that people who are larger than life are really caricatures of how people should be. But more often than not, people who are larger than life expand our awareness of opportunities, expand our awareness of how we can live. It's quite astounding to follow a speaker like Liz Murray, who, despite the poverty and pain she experienced, is living a life of great imagination, a life of success and significance and service. And her story reminds us that we can live larger lives as well. Tony Campolo, some of you know, is a very successful speaker and pastor, and he's a great storyteller. And his son Bart was once asked if all of Tony's stories were true. Maybe you've wondered that when you heard his speaker, if the story was perhaps embellished a little bit. And Bart said of his father, he said, "Oh, Dad's stories are true, but he just remembers big." You know, just as important as it is to remember big, I think it's important to imagine big. And the way that you and I imagine big, what I'd like you to do with me this afternoon is I'd like you to play what if. Because what if is what enlarges our imagination. What if we were the kind of CEO, the kind of manager, the kind of leader that was so good, built such an innovative and desirable organization that we never had to look for employees. They came to us. In 2006, Google had 1 million applicants and made 5,000 hires. What if we were the kind of communicators that, as coaches of an athletic team, that people would show up to hear us speak, not just our players and fellow coaches, but people in general? And that kind of a communicator and that kind of coach is Pat Summitt, the coach of the championship Lady Vols University of Tennessee basketball team. She packs out a room wherever she appears. And what if you were the kind of pastor that was so good at inspiring and educating that first-time attendees at your church not only came back, but they brought a whole bunch of people with them? And Tommy Barnett, Phoenix First Church, with a weekly attendance of 15,000, by his own admission says that the diversity of the audience is such that the first three rows any Sunday morning look like the scenes out of Star Wars. And what if you were a wait person? A wait person that was so good at your job that when people came to eat at the restaurant where you worked, people would say, "Is he or she available?" And if there was no tables in their section, they would wait until a table opened up. My wife and I, at one of our favorite family restaurants, have a wait person like that. Her name is Heather. What if you were the kind of husband, the kind of spouse, the kind of parent that people wanted more of? They didn't just tolerate you or put up with you in short bursts, but they wanted more and more of your time and attention. That would make you an encore parent. You know, Shakespeare said the world is a stage. All the world is a stage. And what I want to suggest to you is that we all appear on different stages. There's the stage of work. There's the stage at home. There's the stage of the community, the stage of the nonprofit, the stage of the church, the synagogue, wherever. We all appear on many different stages. And the metaphor is not that we should be actors pretending to be whom we're not, but that people are depending on us. That people are looking for the kind of performances that will enlarge their lives, that will inspire them, that will solve their problems, will feed their...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.